You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, the chartered accountant designation has long been seen as one of South Africa's most rigorous, prestigious qualifications. But is it still delivering the kind of leaders that our economy needs? Now, there's some good news. SAICA's latest initial assessment of competence results are out, and it shows an improved overall pass rate of 70%. And those numbers do look encouraging. But there are critics on the sidelines who say that we're still not asking tough questions about transformation, relevance, and readiness for the future. So let's put all of that under the microscope, so to speak. And with me is Patricia Stock, who's Chief Executive Officer of the SA Institute of Chartered Accountants. So, Patricia, a warm welcome. The numbers are up, and that is good. So, first of all, to what do you attribute that? But do the results also say something more about the depth and the quality, I wonder, of future chartered accountants?
Yes, we're very much grateful to see the results that are improving. And this really speaks to the result of the ecosystem that has worked together to enable this. And you emphasize the key point around the readiness for the future. And as an institute, we have over time been refining our competency framework to ensure that it is fit for purpose when we look at the chartered accountant of the future. And key to that, we've also integrated critical areas such as, you know, non-financial information and obviously the growing need for digital skills, especially when you look at the growing trends around the AI. So our attribution for the successes that we're looking at today is reflecting on this result is really attributed to the work that the universities have done, you know, to ensure that they refine their programs. And then also the students themselves as well, the uptake and ensuring that we've got the right skills that are coming through to serve our economy and the public sector at large as well.
So let's dive a little deeper into this. Pass rates among black candidates are still lagging behind their white peers, if I read this correctly, by over 20 percentage points. Surely that's an issue. It's a problem. Can we really say the transformation within the qualification regime is taking hold?
Jeremy, transformation still remains a key focus area for us as an institute, because as a country, we still have work to do. However, we are seeing results that are coming through in relation to the improvements in the number of black candidates. Yes, 64% we've seen is a pass rate for Africans in comparison to other race groups. And I must also speak to the colors and Indians that are sitting at 65% and 64% in comparison to the overall 70% pass rate. However, Jeremy, what is encouraging, you will see in the statistics, is that, you know, we've got 1,065 candidates that have passed this year. And of that, it's about 612 that did not make it, which we know that we're going to put programs in place to help them in this journey. And the same applies to all our repeat candidates, because what's important for us is to ensure that we own our responsibility to ensure reasonable access to our profession, you know, across all race groups. So as we address the issue of transformation, inclusion becomes so critical for us that we do not actually leave anybody behind, right? So the work that is coming through again on transformation, I mean, we've had partners such as Facets, you know, we've got the audit firms themselves, which is our largest providers of our training programs. And I must also mention the financial services sector as well, who have been the key role players in supporting our key program, which is Tutuka, where we ensure that actually African candidates and colored candidates that, you know, that qualify for our program, that they get the right support at the university level. Because if we do not get it right there, you know, when they come through, then critical areas that we need to ensure that they've got the right foundation for, you know, then you find that they struggle in. So it's like I said, ecosystem that has contributed to this journey.
So, Patricia, let me pick you up on two points. The first one is one African male in the top 10. Is that a breakthrough or is it just a token milestone? I mean, it does point to the fact that structural shifts are needed urgently to make this the norm and not just the exception.
Jeremy, we believe that you change the nation. Change comes with one person at a time. It is not a token. It is a breakthrough milestone for us. And this candidate is coming from the Tutuka program. And this is also a beacon of hope for those that are in the program, you know, that it's possible. It is possible. If one can do it, we believe that many more can do it. And it's really for us to understand what were the key enablers for this one particular individual, and how do we ensure that we can actually grow and build on what has worked and ensure that others also can come through as well. So it is definitely a critical milestone for us that we want to ensure that we build on.
You also spoke about repeat candidates. The pass rate, again, if I've read this correctly, has jumped from 17 to 45%. That does sound impressive. But does this signal just better support or maybe easier exams?
Oh, no, the last part definitely not. One thing we do not compromise is the quality of our program, because we owe it to our country, the economy, in fact, from a global perspective, right? SAICA, we want to ensure that our chartered accountants, they remain the number one trusted globally. So I just want to speak to that element. So what is attributed to is basically the quality of the support that our repeat candidates were given. We had programs that we implemented with the support of the likes of FACET, as I mentioned earlier on. And that's really what we're going to invest in going forward, you know, to ensure that the currency of knowledge remains intact with our candidates. Because the more you shift from the time that you completed your degree in varsity, you know, you need to ensure that you stay up to date with the developments, especially the technical developments that comes through in our profession, because it's an ever evolving space that we are in. So that's really the investment that we've put in. We've seen the ROI coming through.
And just a final one then. Moneyweb has reported extensively that SAICA has stopped publishing detailed competency breakdowns by category. It would raise the question, surely, about a lack of transparency and something hiding behind that.
Jeremy, transparency remains key principle that we abide by. In fact, it's central to our values at SAICA. If you look at our values, one of the values is transparency. However, we wanted to also address what we were seeing as the result of unintended consequences of publishing the statistics. Firstly, the unhealthy competition that we're seeing coming through. We believe that our providers, especially academic providers, they've got different operating contexts, different challenges, and demographics of candidates that come through very different. So the one might have 100%, the other might have 90, or whatever the percentage is. But if you unpack the statistics, you actually realize that actually the throughput in terms of different demographics is not the same. And that's a context that does not necessarily come through. But what we want to encourage in our ecosystem, it's an ecosystem that is collaborative instead of being competitive. In addition to that, we also saw the issue around whereby the context is also misinterpreted by the public as well, who did not really understand what the numbers are saying, what is the story, you know, behind the numbers. So we really wanted to ensure that we move away from that, but we focus on the North Star, which is ensuring that we've got enough pipeline coming through, equal access for everybody, and those who need the right support, that they get it, and then the numbers also speak to what the result of the investment has been. So really, in the nutshell, that's really the reason why, but transparency remains the way we do things.
Patricia Stock, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants.